I was in New York in 1948 looking for work in the theater, and I had met some young documentary filmmakers, and they had decided to make a film on Albert Einstein because they wanted him to speak out against the atomic bomb. They invited me one day to come with them to Princeton, New Jersey, where Einstein lived, and I was informed that I was going to be taking stills on this venture with a 35mm through the lens camera when I was only used to using a Rolleiflex. So in the back seat of the car on the way to film Albert Einstein, I was taught how to use the camera, but told very simply, everything is going to be set up for you. All you have to do is focus and press the button. We got there and parked in front of a typical house with big porch in front, and we went to the door, and he answered it himself with much graciousness and no fuss, dressed in baggy pants, baggy sweatshirt, an open-necked shirt underneath, and ushered us in. I recall going into a large lounge where the producer moved a big armchair in front of the fireplace so that Einstein could be filmed there. Now, they were filming this on 16mm film, and at one point, Einstein asked the director how many feet per second went through the camera. And the director explained all of this, and Einstein listened with great attention and just took a deep breath and said, "Ah, yes, now I understand." I thought this was rather wonderful and modest of such a brain. They did their filming, and I, in a state of utter petrification, just took pictures through my little lens. At the end, we said goodbye, but not before they had got on film his condemnation of the use of atomic bombs, which is what they had come for. Einstein was very much against the use of atomic energy in that way. We went back to New York, and I gave my roll of film to the director who processed it, and he made prints for me. I never received back the negatives, so all I have now is one very large original 1948 darkroom print of Albert Einstein sitting in his chair and a couple of smaller ones. It was indeed a very great day to remember.